For Wisconsin's Fox News station, WSAU.
This is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to the program. Now we will take a look at the behavior of some of the other people that are living in this wonderful little world. We will look at their behavior, make fun of them, and then feel better about ourselves. We start off with a California park ranger. Tyson Young is the individual's name, California State Park Ranger. He was on duty August 15th at Humboldt Redwoods State Park in Northern California. Apparently, though, maybe he has a little too much free time on his hands, just hanging around. That's where they have the giant redwoods, isn't it?
I think it's one of the places, yeah.
Okay, all right. A hiker walked by him while he was in his patrol car and saw him, taking a nap. He must have been very tired. He also had a can of Keystone Light beer between his legs. I think there's a couple things that he's doing an offense here. A, sleeping on the job.
Yeah.
Drinking crappy beer.
Uh-huh.
I believe those are the things.
Even beer? Keystone Light?
I don't think so. The guy took a photo, sent it to a blog. They posted it on Instagram. He also called 911 the day that it happened, but by the time the cops got there, Tyson had woken up, driven away. They caught up to him, pulled him over for drunk driving. Spokesperson for the California State Parks Department says Tyson has been placed on administrative leave while they investigate. Investigate. Okay. Yeah, it was all a prank. All right. You have heard of some of these coffee shops that, well, you know, the coffee industry, very competitive. So some of these coffee shops have to come up with some creative ways to bring in the customers, right?
Okay.
All right.
Running numbers in the back room, stuff like that.
Kind of. Yeah. Some of them have decided that they're going to go the way of the Hooters restaurants.
Ah.
They're going to have baristas that are in the, you know, in the facility that are a little scantily clad.
Mm. Right. So hot pants, tight shirts, that's who brings you your coffee.
Bikinis.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. There's one in Everett, Washington called Java Jugs.
Java Jugs.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. All the baristas were sexy young ladies who wore, you know, kind of skimpy clothing and served you $6 coffee.
Yeah.
Being completely serious, this is not as good a business model as Hooters, because Hooters, you buy food, you order dinner, it's like 35, 40, $50, so you leave a tip accordingly.
Yes.
I'm not sure how much of a tip you're going to leave for the scantily clad waitress who's doing it for the tips.
Tips?
When your coffee is $5.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Okay.
So apparently sometimes the baristas also offered a few extra goodies with your coffee, if you know what I'm saying.
More,
okay. As in,
you may want to see what's going into your coffee.
Maybe the barista would give you a little personal attention, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. They only have the company is owned by an individual, 52-year-old Carmela Panico of Shenomish, Washington,
by a woman, of course.
Yes, who is also a former stripper. She opened the company, made $2 million in her first year. However, she just got busted, and some of the other patrons, some of the other ladies that worked there, because they were professional ladies, if you know what I'm saying. Last but not least in our stories of the odd, a dog in New Jersey set a house on fire. Apparently, he was home alone and somehow turned on the stove. But someone in the family had left a laptop on the stove for some reason. The laptop caught fire. The fire spread. Fortunately, the fire department put it out quickly. No one was hurt, including the pooch. Why would you? How does a dog turn on the?
By hopping up onto the stove and turning one of the knobs.
He's watched long enough. He, you know, they can learn things.
Bacon!
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm-mm.
A quick look at the news.
This is the Where's Waldo of comedy. When you hear a joke that's funny, jump up and yell as loud as you can so that everyone knows that you're enjoying yourself.
Technically, if you hear a joke that's funny, not when. You always put when in there, like it's a given.
I'm a positive kind of guy. All right, you be the judge.
Roll down the windows and let the other drivers hear you yell.
Yes! Booyah! A hacker posted nude pictures of hundreds of female celebrities on the internet. Even more shocking, he posted a photo of Miley Cyrus with clothes. The lesson here, the hacker claims he has more pics to release, so don't give up hope, Betty White fans. Yes. B. Arthur's in there somewhere, too. The lesson, if you want to protect your stuff, don't put it in something called the cloud. Put it in something impenetrable, like whatever the heck Suge Knight is made of. All right, as we introduced in the entertainment news earlier, Jenny McCarthy.
A little slow, I got it.
That's all right. Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg got married Sunday. It was the biggest wedding of 1993. Doctors started bringing Joan Rivers out of her coma on Sunday, but they won't be finished until sometime today, apparently. Meanwhile, bringing her comedy off life support is expected to take a lot longer. Kathy Griffin did the Ice Bucket ALS Challenge naked. Responded, everyone with ALS, okay, enough's enough. It's not worth it. Michael Sam, as we reported in the sports segment, was cut by the St. Louis Rams. So now he's openly unemployed. Come on, that one was a good one.
Okay.
No? All
right. Sort of.
Israeli children in areas near the Gaza Strip went back to school this week after a summer in bomb shelters. Teachers, they say, however, they will not fall for the old mortar bomb destroyed my homework excuse.
Mm.
No? I thought that one. Okay. Last but not least, the United Nations, in its wonderful efforts, they're investigating human rights abuses allegedly committed by ISIS. For example, it's suspected that cutting off someone's head may be a violation of their right to free speech. Maybe. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, please use all the information that we have given you for good, not for evil.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why did I get a cat? It's bad enough that I'm as old as I am and I'm still single, but now I have the one pet that completely represents the crazy alone lady. Plus, I have to clean up sandy poop every day, pick up wet fur balls, and dish out stinky food. At least I don't have to hire someone to walk her or let her out during the day like I'd have to do if I got a dog. And she seems to really be able to pick out the guys I shouldn't be going out with. Last week she hissed at that idiot who made me pay for dinner, and the other night she ran behind the couch when that blind date showed up straight from the gym, smelling like the locker room. She's like a little kitty psychic. Or she's just trying to keep guys away so I'll get really lonely and adopt 7 more cats. Let's face it, either way, I'm the crazy single lady. I might as well stock up on stinky food and cat litter now. I'll buy them in bulk, like I buy my batteries. Would you like that, kitty? Kitty?
Central Wisconsin's Badgers.
Awesome.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.